Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday morning where the snow should hopefully be all gone today with the temperature getting up to around 55 or so. Our guest in this hour is a graduate of Galesburg High School, former Silver Streak athlete, and I should say student athlete because he was a really good student as well. Also a former professional baseball player, back in school now, and we're going to talk about what he's doing now and get a little bit into to his professional baseball career and why he gave it up, as we're joined this morning by Chad Johnson. Chad, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Long time, no talk.
Yeah, I know it's been quite a while. I think it's been since you retired. My goodness, I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
So you spent, what, a total of 5 seasons in professional baseball? Is that right?
Yeah, technically 5. Yeah, my first year, when I got drafted, that first summer actually counted as a year. So 5 seasons total.
Yeah. And, man, so that's why I can't, when I was looking, it's like, oh, my gosh, you finished up in 2016. So it's been that long since, well, I guess it was that spring of 2017 that we last spoke. So, Well, let's talk a little about what you're doing right now. You're back in school at this point, is that correct?
Yeah. So when I got released in 2016, you know, I chose to put baseball aside, and I actually enrolled at Carl Sandburg. So I was there for 2 years, and that was a great experience for me. And then after that, you know, I was really thinking about maybe just farming after my, you know, associates, but then my mom really pushed me to go on the next 2 years and to get my bachelor's degree. So I enrolled at Western, and I've been there for a year and a half now.
And so talk about the experience now that you were actually going to some classes and now having to do them online. Is that or were you already doing some online?
Yeah, so I've never really been a big, I don't know, I'm not a good online person just because I like hands-on things and I like being able to raise my hand and ask questions and stuff like that. So going to class is actually a lot easier for me. Now that everything's switched to online, you know, I'm taking 6 classes right now. So it's a lot more workload on the student just because we're more responsible for, you know, actually reading things, reading PowerPoints and trying to understand things on our own. And then having the discipline to actually ask questions by emailing our professors and stuff like that. So it's a lot more challenging, especially trying to work more hours, and then knowing that you have schoolwork to do when you get home, it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. So what do you have left as far as the number of classes you have to take? Are you a year away from finishing up, or where are you at?
Yeah. So I'll take one online class this summer, and then I'll have 5 classes in the fall, and then I'll graduate in December.
Oh, okay.
So on the downhill.
That's a good thing. That is absolutely a good thing. Chad Johnson joining us here this morning, 2012 graduate of Galesburg High School, played basketball and baseball for the Streaks and went on to a professional baseball career in the Kansas City Royals organization. Now, back in school, and I know the good thing, I know we talked about this that you said is in the past, it's kind of a standard thing that pretty much the guys that sign at least out of high school, it's in your contract that you're going to get, what, at least tuition paid for by the professional baseball team when you go back to school, if you choose to?
Yeah, so when I was 18, I signed that in my contract, and at the time, we thought it was everything paid for. That's kind of what they tell you, but, you know, when it comes down to taxes and legal things, we do have to pay a little bit. But as far as school, I just have to pay, like, a very small percentage. And that's all I have to pay for, and then they'll cover the rest.
That's good. Yeah, and I think that's a smart move. I'm guessing that started on the side of a player or an agent or the player's parents because, you know, convincing your kid going in. I know that wasn't an issue for you. You probably were thinking ahead. It's like, okay, someday I'm going in right out of high school, but someday I'll be needing to do something else. It would be nice to have that education and have it paid for.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you're trying to make that decision when you're 17 years old, to skip college and try to pursue a, you know, adult career at such a young age, I think it's definitely a reliever from the parents. And especially, I know I made a deal with my mom that, you know, if baseball didn't work out, I would go back to school because that's very important to her. So it was definitely a relief for her at that time.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a cool thing. I've seen that with a lot of former professional athletes, no matter what level. Like, I remember, I think Shaquille O'Neal was one of those that made that promise. I think Michael Jordan made that promise. He went and finished up. There's a lot of them that went back and finished up in one way or another when it's like, well, okay, well, you know, they're set for life and they didn't need to do that, but they made that promise. So I guess that's even more important, making that promise to your mom or dad that makes it like, yeah, I got to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, down the road when I have kids, you know, I want to let them know that they can do it, you know, regardless of what happens in their life. It's, you know, it's definitely doable. So I definitely wanted to have that behind my belt. And just in case, you know, farming is so uncertain and, you know, you never know. So it doesn't hurt to have that bachelor's degree in life in general for anyone.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Chad Johnson joining us here this morning, played in the Kansas City Royals organization of a total of 5 seasons. And, you know, we talked several times during your career, and it was interesting in seeing was it a paper that you wrote talking about when you gave it up and what had happened? Was that a paper that you did for a class at Western or?
Yeah, so I'm taking a class at Western called Communicating Agricultural Issues, and for that class we have to write a blog for the WIU School of Agriculture like website page. And so they don't really give us a topic to write about. It's just kind of we have to pick a topic and then get it approved, and then we can write about it. So, you know, I've always wanted to tell people my story about what happened to me, but there was just never the right time, and I was always kind of embarrassed of it, but as time goes on, you know, people, I don't know, I just, it was just the right time to tell people, like, what happened to me, and, you know, and it's almost like a weight off of my shoulders, at least.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, because even without yet saying kind of what it was all about, I was guessing maybe doing that and getting it out there was probably kind of therapeutic for you.
It was, because, you know, I would say 98% of people never really knew why I really quit baseball. You know, I'm sure a lot of people thought, oh, well, you know, there's a lot of competition. He just wasn't good enough, blah, blah, blah. But it's good to actually get the facts out there. And everybody's been supportive for me, so that's been great.
One plus, my guess is, since you gave it up, your life has been answering that question, why did you give it up? and having to come up with an answer.
Right, exactly. And, you know, for the longest time, I just said, you know, it was a stressful lifestyle. It really was. I don't think people realize, you know, how stressful the lifestyle of a minor league baseball player is, and especially with the anxiety that I was dealing with and my right. mental block that I had of actually throwing a baseball, which is my job, to have to do that every single day. It was pretty miserable for me, to be honest with you.
And we'll get into more detail on details about that coming up. So basically, you're looking at what the last three seasons of your career you were dealing kind of with that stress and that anxiety.
Yeah. So when I got drafted, I played that first summer. Everything was fine. That next spring training, everything was fine. And that first full year of pro ball was awesome. I did really well. My defense was spectacular. I was getting a lot of hype, and then that following spring training, my second spring training, is when I got called up to go up with the big leaguers to help catch them, and that's when it occurred. So,
you know,
three
go ahead.
Years of my career.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and you know, I actually when I read this, it's like I honestly felt bad, because I remember talking to you about this after that season. And that particular catching that bullpen session with the major leaguers, and how, and talking to you about how exciting it was, which I know it was exciting for you still, but also triggered something that happened to you, which is a big part of the reason you gave it up, because of the stressors. But I honestly felt bad for, like, I thought, I was like, oh man, I was kind of harping on the facts, like, oh, so cool, you got to do this, and there's Salvador Perez standing there, and this and that. So let's go ahead, and I'll let you kind of explain what happened when you went to catch the major leaguers.
Yeah, and just to put this out there, I have no idea why this occurs or what caused my mind to do this. But anyway,
and you're not the only one that's happened to. It's happened to a bunch of people, and not only in baseball but in different sports too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not the only one, trust me. There was a lot of guys in the organization that had it, too. But anyway, so one morning I was called to go catch the big leaguers' bullpen just because in spring training there's just so many pitchers that have to get their work in. So they call up, sometimes they call up the minor league catchers to come help with the bullpen sessions. And so I was playing catch with Kelvin Herrera, which was, if you don't remember him, he was like the seventh or eighth inning guy in the World Series when the Royals, you know, got runner-up in the World Series and then won the World Series. So he was one of their big guys. And we were just playing catch on the side, and the Major League bullpens in spring training in Arizona, there's a, like, there's, they call it a mini field behind the bullpen, and that's where, like, the infielders do their ground balls and stuff. And right behind Kelvin, there was Eric Hosmer and Salvador Perez, and they were just talking, and they were right behind Kelvin, and I was like, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, Lord, don't airmail one. Like, just take it easy. So I started kind of just lobbing the ball back to him. And then when we got to the bullpen, we just scooted over. And then there's like a 10-foot fence behind the pitchers in the bullpen. And, of course, you got a bullpen coach standing right behind the pitcher while they're throwing. And this was normal. I mean, I spent two seasons. You know, I caught major league pitchers when they were in rehab that previous summer. Like, they wanted me to catch them, and everything was fine. So I have no idea why this happened, but he threw the first ball to me, and we were just playing catch in the bullpen, and the first ball I threw back to him went to, like, 8 foot over his head, and I was just like, there was an instant panic inside my body, and I was like, whoa, that was weird. So I just, like, shook it off. I was like, my bad, and then the next one happened, did the same thing. And then the third one did the same thing. And then I'll be forever grateful because the bullpen catcher for the Royals at that time, his name was Cody, he saw what was happening, and he was like, he came over to me and he was like, hey, man, I want to see something that's going on with Kelvin. Let me catch the rest of him. And so, like, he kind of made me get off, and I was just like, I was so panicked in my head. And so basically after that, I went inside and I just kind of sat there. And then an hour later, we had to go up to the minor league fields for our actual, like, minor league practices. And I didn't really think anything of it. And I remember it feels like it was yesterday. And I was playing catch with a guy named Kenny Swab, just warming up. And the first ball I threw went 7 feet to his right. And I was, from that day on, it was just, I don't know what happened.
So then it's in your head, right, at that point.
It is in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm in charge of going to catch bullpens every day. So I remember the first bullpen I caught after that was with one of my best friends. His name was Zach. And I was throwing the ball 10 feet in the dirt in front of him. I was throwing it over him. I was throwing it to the right of him. And it was just, it changed my life. It really did. So.
Wow. And it's, I mean, I one of the most, for Cardinal fans, they all remember Rick Ankiel, who was a really, really good pitcher, and in the playoffs came in and threw, I think, four consecutive wild pitches. And I'm honestly still convinced in his case, I remember Mike Matheny was the starting catcher, where he had cut his finger with a hunting knife or something, had cut ligaments, so he wasn't there. And I can't remember, I think it was before Molina would have been the backup. I don't remember who it was. I honestly think with Matheny's experience, maybe he would have been able to go out there and calm him down. I don't know, but because you never know. Like, and as if you've experienced, once you get it in your head, who knows what can happen. But he ended up having to give up. He couldn't pitch anymore. He saw a sports psychologist. He did everything. Came back and had a short career as an outfielder, and, you know, could throw a bullet from center field to home plate, but he couldn't pitch the ball from the pitcher's mound. So it's a strange thing, and yet there's, I mean, once it's there, I mean, I'm sure you did talk to people, but what, I mean, I'm sure there was all kind of different things they tried to do for you to try to help you out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one person in the Royals organization, he actually, during an all-star break my last season, they actually flew me out to San Diego to talk with a specialist. So, I mean, the Royals really did care about me, and they did all they could for me, but this was way above anyone's control, and it was kind of like they gave me so many chances. I mean, I think in a lot of other organizations, they would have just released me, you know, that next week when I got it. But, you know, the people have to realize I played three more years with this thing. And to not be able to play catch, like, correctly, even warming the pitchers up in the outfield before the games, it was so stressful. And you know, during the games, when the guys stole second base, I always threw the ball right where it needed to go, because in that split second, I was never thinking about my throwing. It was just catch the ball, throw the ball.
Yeah.
And so really, if you look at my career, like, throwing guys out, it's still like over 30%, I think, because of that. I don't know why, but like drop third strikes or throwing the ball to third base after a strikeout, it was, there was multiple games where I threw the ball in the dirt or threw it past first base and the game continued. So it was just a lot of stress because I was causing, you know, I was dealing with other people's careers as well, like pitchers.
Yeah.
So if they struck a guy out and I threw the ball to first base and that would have been the third out, and then the next guy up, you know, that always happens in baseball. The next guy up hits a home run and then we lose the game or whatever. You know, and at that point in time, I was like, man, this is just ridiculous. And I told myself I would never quit. They were going to have to release me. But then when they finally released me, it was really a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah. Chad Johnson joining us here this morning. Got to take a break for news. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the stressors over the next three seasons and what you dealt with and all that. Chad Johnson, former Galesburg Silver Street, Galesburg High graduate, current student at Western Illinois University, played 5 years of professional baseball in the Kansas City Royals organization. Take a quick break for news, and we'll be back with more Galesburg Live.
To WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Chatting with a Galesburg High School graduate, Chad Johnson, played basketball, baseball for the Streaks, had a five-year baseball career and a professional baseball career in the Kansas City Royals organization, and gave it up after being released, had some issues that are probably more commonplace than what we all know, and it doesn't matter the sport. You can find it. I'm sure there's been basketball with guys shooting the ball. Free throws is one you can think of, probably a lot of people with free throws, that guys that just airballed it or whatever the case may be. He wasn't a professional golfer, obviously, but Charles Barkley can't golf. Well, I mean, thinking back to, who was it, Adam Duvall, I don't know if that's what happened to him, but was an outstanding golfer, was kind of right there with Tiger Woods, and he just kind of disappeared, so I'm assuming probably something mentally happened with him as well. So, Chad, it's so interesting that, you know, when this happens, and you probably even thought to yourself, how many thousands of times I've done this, whether playing catch with my dad or in, you know, whatever, name the league coming up, Little League and everything through high school ball and all that. And now why? I mean, was that one of those thoughts? Is that why did this happen to me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would see, it's one of those things where even after you're done playing, you think about it that night, or you think about it the next day. Like, it was a constant thought in my mind about it, and that's why it was so stressful about it. And, you know, I would watch, my mom would send me videos because they knew, I told them what was going on, and, you know, they really couldn't understand it. Nobody could understand it, and they just wanted to help me, but nobody could help me. It was definitely just my problem. But my mom would send me videos of me catching in high school and just me throwing the ball, you know, back to the pitcher and stuff. And I was like, man, I miss being able to do that. Because I had a lot of confidence in high school in my first couple of years of pro ball. I had a lot of confidence, and then all that just went away within a split second.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, to get to the level you're at and even beyond that, you have to have that confidence.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to say I was pretty good at what I did. And when, like I said, when that happened, my whole life changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Chad Johnson joining us. So, you know, you talked about being able to, you know, just reacting, throwing to second base, and that was not an issue. And that's so interesting. And that's people maybe that haven't played sports don't understand that. And you will hear sometimes commentators talk about, whether it's basketball or football or baseball, you can't think the game, you just have to react. And because if you think it, it's too late. And that's kind of in some ways with this. Instead, you just react, your body, you know, muscle memory takes over. Instead, when you're throwing it back to the pitcher, you have even, whether it's a split second or not, you've got that time to think about it, or you've been thinking about it ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It's a no-brainer. And mental health is definitely an issue in today's world, and it's nothing to take lightly. And, you know, if people are telling you something's wrong, I mean, something's wrong, and you should never ignore that with anybody in any situation, because it's a very serious thing.
Was it hard? I mean, right after this happened with the bullpen session, were you approached by coaches, or did you approach coaches at that point? Or were you, I mean, because I'm sure you probably felt embarrassed, which you shouldn't have, because there's nothing you did wrong. But did the coaches approach you to talk about it, or did you have to go to them?
It was pretty obvious what happened. And then when I went up to the minor league fields, you know, that next hour and tried to do bullpens, they knew something was up. And so they pulled me aside right away, and we were trying to, you know, some of the guys have gone through it. So they were trying to get me to sing while I was throwing the ball back to the pitcher, or trying to get my mind off, you know, what I was dealing with, but you know, nothing really worked. So they did try to help me out quite a bit, but there comes a point in time where you can only do so much, and then the rest is up to me.
Well, and that's the thing that, you know, as you said, all those coaches have probably seen it before, because it sounds like it's probably way more common than we as fans know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I was talking to you, you know, if you ever watch Major League Baseball games, you can see catchers who lob the ball back to the pitcher. I know Jonathan Lucroy is one of them. He kind of flings the ball back to the pitcher, and that's kind of what I did when I had the problem, because I had to adjust to be able to get the ball back to the pitcher. But there were point in times. I remember a time my last season, we were playing the Yankees, and I was throwing the ball back to the pitcher, but kind of lobbing it. And Gleyber Torres, he actually stole third base on me, and that was when it really hit that, like, this is a problem. Like, other players know I have this. This isn't good. And that really affected me in even a worse way.
Yeah, I guess the scouts notice everything.
Yeah, yep. The scouts do notice everything. And even the scout that signed me, he came and watched me play in, I think it was North Carolina, and he was just talking to me, and he was kind of like, you know, what's the deal? Because, you know, we were friends. I mean, he talked to me throughout the season, and I just told him, and he's like, man, that's really unfortunate, because they knew my playing career was limited if I didn't get that fixed, and I knew that as well.
Chad Johnson, a Galesburg High School graduate, played five seasons in the Kansas City Royals organization, and, you know, talking about how common it is and just, you know, thinking the game instead of reacting, and, you know, you take a guy like you said in the major leagues, for the most part, if you watch a catcher throw it back, whether it's Yadier Molina or Wilson Contreras, every now and then they'll lob one back if there's nobody on base, but for the most part, the ball's coming back about as fast as it came in from the pitcher most of the time. And I suppose, as you said, like with somebody stealing third on you or stealing a base, I guess that's probably part of the reason it gets back quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I remember before I had this problem, even in high school or before, I would throw the ball as hard as I could back to the pitcher, especially if the pitcher made me mad or something. I would throw it as hard as I could back to them. And, you know, I could hit him right in the chest every time and not have to worry about it.
Right.
When you lose. And that was another thing, too, is I lost the authority as a catcher. You know, that was my pride. When I had this problem, I couldn't do that anymore. So it was hard for me to control the pitcher with my emotions, because I felt so low that it was hard for me to have any emotion at all, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I guess in that respect, it's a different way. We talked about, well, you can't think the game, you just have to react. But as a catcher, you are kind of you're the manager on the field, so you're not supposed to be thinking the game as, you know, like thinking as a ball, but thinking as a whole, like, okay, here's what I need my pitcher to do, and I got to be in control of this and that type of thing. So there is a thinking component to it, but which is a little bit different. And again, when you said when you're trying to hold your emotions in check and you're thinking about things that you don't want to be thinking about, that, yeah, I guess that affects that part of it too.
Yeah, especially even offensively, you know, I would have to try to go hit after, you know, throwing the ball into the outfield or throwing the ball, you know, wherever. And I would have to go into the dugout. The pitching coach is harping on me, you know, about what pitches to call. And I'm trying to think about that. I'm trying to think about the next guys up in the order, what situation we're in. And then trying to hit on top of that, it's just like, oh, my gosh.
So did it affect your offense as well then?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Chad Johnson joining us here this morning. Played for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Basketball and baseball, went on to a professional baseball career 5 years, which I guess the good thing is that most people don't get to do that. So you did get a chance to do what you love, but my goodness, having the stress you had the last 3 years probably didn't make it very much fun for you, because that's one of the things you want to keep is that fun in the game.
Exactly. You know, and I don't have any regrets. I would have done the same thing over again. You know, who knows why it happened to me, but, you know, I got to see the country, you know, during my prime ages. I got to meet great people. I have no regrets as far as that point goes, but, you know, it did make me lose a love for the game, you know, that I loved, you know, with my whole heart, because baseball wasn't fun anymore. And that's why, you know, when people ask me to do lessons or, you know, that if I was going to ever coach, it's kind of like, it's very hard for me because baseball is such a touchy subject within my heart because of the pain it caused me. Yeah, I know it's not baseball's fault at all, but there's a sense of me whenever I pick up a baseball, it's kind of like it brings back those memories.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. Absolutely. Back here on Galesburg Live, talking with Chad Johnson, a Galesburg High School graduate, current student at Western Illinois University, 5-year professional baseball career in the Kansas City Royals organization. Had an issue during a bullpen session, and I guess the technical term, Chad, is the yips, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's,
yeah, that's what nobody wants to hear, that word.
No, not at all. And it's not, you know, and sometimes I know they try to be funny about it. And Major League Two, they had, you know, it, actually the catcher, same thing. And it's so funny. You were talking about, you know, the coaches trying to have you sing and stuff. And that's kind of, they did some things like that in that movie, too. And it's just like, it's just, I mean, you know, when you're talking to a psychologist or whatever and you can't get, you know, there's nobody knows the reason why.
It's a mental block. It literally,
yeah,
is something about, I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I guess the other thing is, it sounds like you've accepted that, you know, all things happen for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm in such a good place now, and, you know, the people I've met, and, you know, my girlfriend now that I met at Western, you know, she changed my life too, and I'm so happy right now, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
We'll talk a little bit about that stress of the last 3 years of your career. I mean, even, you know, that year when it happened, and then, I mean, even were you hopeful going back into spring trainings, like, okay, hopefully I can do this, or were you throwing? I mean, when you just, like, assume you, like, played some catch with your dad in the off season, did you have a problem then, or was it just when you got back there, it was more in your mind and happened again?
So the thing about it was, and yeah, I worked with Bobby Allen in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he helped me through it too. And the weird part about the yips is the first couple balls you might throw away, but if you can find the feeling in your hand one time, you can actually play catch decently. But my problem was I had to throw the ball as hard as I could in order to be accurate. And so, like, when you're at close distances, you can't throw the ball 100 miles an hour. You gotta have a little bit of control with it. So once I found that, it seemed like I could play catch normally, but I'd have to throw the ball hard. But then 20 minutes later, if I had to go out on the field, I would be so scared of throwing the ball into the outfield, or because it literally felt like all eyes were on me. You know, when you're playing in front of thousands of people, you don't want to throw the ball in the outfield during every throw back to the pitcher, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, and the difference is, prior to this, you never thought about that. You're out there doing your job that you've done 1,000 times, and you just did it.
Exactly, yeah. It's crazy. But like I said, it happened. It's in the past. I'm doing well, and no regrets.
That's the main thing. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure at some point in your life you might think, what if, but at least at this point it seems like you're doing fine. That's the main thing that matters. So we talked a little bit about what you're doing now with school and finishing that up. So do you have a plan in particular right now and finishing up school? Is the plan, even when you finish, kind of help out on the farm still, or is there, you know, oh, are you there, Chad?
Yeah, I'm here. I lost you there for a second.
Okay. No,
you're
okay.
Fine.
All right. So is the plan, even when you finish up to get your degree, you get to go back and help on the farm or work that? Or is there a possibility that, you know, hey, if something else comes up, that might not be the path I'm going to take?
No, absolutely. I mean, when I got drafted, I was originally – the reason I chose Illinois State as my college is because I wanted to study ag. You know, farming has always been a part of me. And, you know, I've watched how hard my dad and grandpa have worked to make our farm what it is today and what our farm used to be. And, you know, there was no question what I was going to do with my life if baseball didn't work out. So I'm getting my degree, and then I'm going to be the fifth-generation farmer in our family. And it's just – it's my new passion, and I love being around it. It's one of the best jobs ever. So, yeah, no question, I'm going to be a farmer.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, it's everything in the agriculture industry is so technical now. Anyway, it probably helps having a lot of those classes at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my dad is kind of relieved because I'm going to come back and, you know, start taking over the books and all the technology stuff. So I think he's kind of relieved at that point. But, you know, I learn something from him and my grandpa every day, and it's been the biggest blessing to be able to spend time with them and my whole family in general. You know, they've been so good to me throughout this whole process and always supported me. So just to be able to spend time with them every day, and it's truly a blessing.
Chad Johnson, former Galesburg Silver Streak, wrapped up his professional baseball career, and now finishing up school as well, and we'll be taking over stuff on the farm at some point soon. You know what you mentioned, you know, no regrets, and you know what you got to do, obviously, and you know, at an early age, just out of high school, a lot of traveling. One of the other things that had been kind of neat is you met people from all walks of life and all different kind of family backgrounds and different countries. That had to be a pretty cool experience for you as well as a young man.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what, you know, I had to grow up really quick because I was on a plane, you know, 5 days after I turned 18. And, you know, I had to, you know, learn to live for myself. And, you know, meeting all those people and just getting to meet the guys from, like, Venezuela and Cuba and, you know, all those countries, and just seeing all the different cultures was amazing. And like you said, I've made friends for a lifetime. And even though we don't talk every day, I could call my buddy that lives in on the East Coast, and it would be like we just saw each other yesterday. So it's a pretty awesome experience.
Since you've been out, have any of your friends or teammates been able to move on and move up?
So out of our draft class, personally, there's only a few guys left that are still playing. But the guys I was playing with throughout spring training and the guys I knew, a lot of them are actually in the big leagues with the Royals now, which is super cool to watch on TV. And if I ever go to if the Royals ever play at the Cardinals, I could go down there, and you know, those guys would, you know, just take me in like nothing happened. So it's really cool, and I'm so happy for those guys to finally get their chance.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I think it shows people think. I mean, because you know, professional baseball might be the easiest numbers wise to play professionally, but to get to the major leagues, that, you know, you're looking right there, like a very few of them that actually make it to the major leagues, how hard it really is to keep moving up, because there's thousands of guys that are being looked at in your sport.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very competitive, especially with the draft every year, you know, and they're bringing 40 to 60 new guys in to try to take your spot.
So, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I guess, in that respect, did you feel like, okay, I am here to try to take the job of Salvador Perez one day, but I also got this guy behind me who just came out of high school or college, whatever, that's trying to take my job? Was that ever in your mind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody's trying to move up as fast as they can. You know, that's the goal. I mean, the end goal is to be in the big leagues and make, you know, be financially stable for the rest of your life. You know, that's really the goal of a baseball player, and of course you want to win. That's a big part too, but yeah, that was always the goal. You know, Salvador, I'm gonna take your job, bud, sorry. That was always the mindset, and you always had to remember that there were people out there working, you know, as hard as you, or if not harder. So that's what kind of pushes, that's what pushed me in the off season to try to, you know, get bigger and stronger. And you know, that's one of the good things about competition, is you're always
it's always pushing you to be better every day.
Do you? I was going to ask. Do you think you'll ever get the love for the game back? I guess I'm going to ask it differently. Do you hope you ever get that love for it back, and that you would be interested in you know, teaching the game to, you know, obviously I'm sure you'll have kids someday and you'll want to teach it to them. But even other than that, do you hope you get that love back and be able to pass on some knowledge to some others?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I do. And it's not that I don't want to give kids lessons. It's not that I don't want to coach. It's just, you know, at this point in time in my life, it's not for me. And hopefully one day, you know, I'll get that drive to want to do that. And I know kids would benefit from my knowledge, and you know, God gave me that knowledge, so I might as well share it at some point in my life. So
absolutely, absolutely. Well, Chad, I want to thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. I got to tell you, I understand you said it took a little weight off of your shoulders letting that out there, but it also took a lot of guts for you to come out and talk about what happened, and I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Tom. I appreciate you having me, so thank you.